Someday, future graduates of Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business hope to be captains of industry or help build cutting-edge startups. For the moment, though, they're assisting a local nonprofit to figure out how to deal with a mountain of donated used clothing. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis explains.
In the back room of Listen, a nonprofit thrift store in White River Junction, there is a mountain of donated clothes waiting to be sold.
It's about, 10, 11, 12 feet tall and maybe by 50 feet long.
That's Kyle Fisher, the executive director of Listen. He says the problem is not too many donations, but how to process them.
You know, there's two sides to this story. Yes, it is an awful lot of donated clothing items. However, that is the straw that we weave into gold in order to run all of the programs that Listen provides the community. You know, without this pile here, we wouldn't be able to send people to summer camp from low-income families every year. We wouldn't provide the 3-course community dinner meal that we do. We wouldn't be able to fill 300 fuel tanks a year for people here in the Upper Valley.
That's Listen's model. They have a big thrift shop, and all of the profits go to providing low-income families with services. So what do you do with that giant pile of donated clothes? Well, bring in a bunch of business students.
Set up like a wall so that...
The group of five Dartmouth Tuck students spent several hours sitting in the back room at Listen on a recent afternoon. Even as they presented their ideas, people stop in the warehouse to drop off clothing. One by one, they throw their donations on top of the pile. The students think there's a better way to use that space. And they say the pile simply looks bad and doesn't serve Listen's image. Ariana Dwyer presents some ideas to keep the warehouse more organized when people come in to drop off donations.
To start off with, we tried to address the problem of perception of seeing the big pile. So we thought what you could do was build a four-walled structure. So when you're entering the store, it's a small room. You enter and there's a wall in front of you. It's a half wall, and under the half wall you have carts. And this is where you can drop off your piles. So that's the only thing that you see of the sorting process altogether.
None of the students see themselves using their Dartmouth business degree to work with nonprofits in the future. This is just an assignment. But Barbara Pecor, the store manager at Listen, says after hearing their presentation, she thinks they will implement some of the students' ideas.
The biggest one is the wall so that the customers, when they come in, and that their donations are being processed when they bring them in, that they're not going to sit on a pile. And, you know, that's what they worry about.
This Tuck program also sends students to other nonprofits in the Upper Valley to work with healthcare, environmental protection, and the arts. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.